At the top of our program, for weeks, the deaths of Michael Brown and Eric Garner and the grand jury decisions not to indict the police officers involved in their deaths have sparked sometimes violent protests across the country. The ripple effect has even reached mid-Michigan. On Monday, dozens of teens from East Lansing High School led a peace march through the streets. Last night, area clergy, civic leaders, and local police held a town hall meeting at Union Missionary Baptist Church in Lansing to hear from residents about their relationships with law enforcement. We're joined now by two of the key participants. The Reverend Melvin T. Jones is the pastor of Union Missionary Baptist Church in Lansing. Reverend Jones, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
And Mike Yankowski is chief of police for the city of Lansing. Welcome back, Chief Yankowski.
Mark.
Reverend Jones, let's start with you. Give us your impressions of last night's meeting, and particularly what issues did you feel were most important to discuss last night?
Well, I thought last night was very important for the community. After all, we have felt in this community the pressure of what happened in New York and in Ferguson. We wanted to have a proactive conversation with our officials, and I think that the conversation last night was very healthy. I thought that people walked away with some sense that this conversation was the beginning of a process. We plan to have more actions beyond this as we continue this dialogue. We have asked for body cams in the local area. We have also asked for a review of deadly force policies. We have also asked for a continuation, basically, of how we can really enhance the trust factor between community and the police community, because we think that a proactive way of dialoguing about this is really a healthy way to engage and to prevent what we've seen happen across the country.
We will get through some of these particulars here throughout the course of the interview. Chief Yankowski, give me your impressions of last night's meeting. What did you wish to communicate to the audience?
Well, you know, for us, it was an opportunity, again, to communicate with the public, our citizens, about educating them and almost opening remarks to say that there's a lot of factors that go into how a police department polices their community. But most importantly, it's about the community trust. It's about police legitimacy. It's about expressing that community policing and police legitimacy is the foundation of what we go about every single day. In that when we talk about there's a lot more to policing than arresting people, writing tickets, and writing reports. It's the Sir Robert Peel, you know, the founder of modern-day policing all the way back in the mid-1800s, you know, stated it very well, is that the police are the public and the public are the police. And we are here to work as a partner in keeping our community safe. And we talk about expanding community policing. You know, I'll just use some examples of what we did in the last 10 days. You know, we were part of an organization, Old Newsboys, that provided shoes and boots, and we helped raise over $150,000 for that charity. We also did Shop with a Cop over the weekend, where we provided 100 kids from our community $100 to go shop not only for themselves but for their families for Christmas. Tomorrow we'll be helping our elderly and doing no elder without Christmas here in the community, where we deliver gift baskets for them.
This issue of community policing and getting to know officers and citizens, getting them together, was stressed a number of times at the meeting, but there were some comments last night that indicated there is some tension there as well. This is a comment from Heidi Van Austin, who said she's seen incidences of racial profiling in Lansing.
I had an incident downtown where I watched a group of children and a police officer singled out one African-American young man, and he was taken down and beaten with a billy club, and I was threatened to be arrested for trying to videotape it. So if I'm trying to do my part and I am being pushed aside and told to go on my way, then what do we do as citizens when you hold all the power and we hold none?
Let me get your responses to that particular comment, Chief.
Well, you know, there's a lot of details that were left out of that incident and how to take it into context. I don't know where she's referring that to. We don't even carry billy clubs. But I think the point of what she's trying to say is that the power comes from the people, but it also comes with the respect from a citizen and the police officer. There's a mutual respect there that when a police officer has a contact with a citizen, we have to have that same mutual respect back and forth. So, you know, when we talk about the perceptions that are out there in our community, we want to hear both the good and the bad, because for every good example that a police officer does, we know that there are examples that people believe that they haven't been treated fairly. And we have systems in place that if somebody is not treated fairly, if they believe that an officer used excessive force or you know, didn't follow proper policies and procedures, we have internal and external policies and procedures that will help with that situation.
Reverend Jones, let's get your response to that comment that was made at the meeting last night.
Well, to suggest that racial profiling isn't real and that African-Americans and people of color are not subject to it, I think is not realistic. I think that we have to work through that. You know, I've said time and time again, I think that that our chief is really on the right track in terms of how he's dealing with some of these issues, and I think he's provided some good leadership. But to suggest that racial profiling does not occur and then does not occur in Lansing, I think is incorrect. I mean, there are too many incidences personally that's been reported to me and some of my organizations about some of the infractions that have occurred that make me realize this, which is part of the reason why we need to continue this conversation. And the whole idea of training, I think, has a lot to do with perceptions and how these perceptions need to be dealt with in a very healthy way.
Chief Yankowski, did the importance of racial profiling as an issue go up for you after last night's meeting?
Well, I think it's important to know that, you know, the Lansing Police Department has been a leader in this area for many years already. We've been tracking all our traffic stops for 13 years already. All our traffic stops are captured on video and audio. And we use a third party, Dr. Carter from Michigan State University, analyzes all our data. And so we're one of a few agencies across the country that utilize traffic data management systems. And basically what it is, that every time a police officer makes a traffic stop, we record the race, the gender, the ethnicity, the date and the time, the reason for the stop, whether somebody was arrested or not, whether they were searched. And we send all that data over to Dr. Carter, who analyzes that.
But is that working? Is racial profiling, is it more of an issue after last night's gathering than you may have thought going into the meeting?
Well, you know, we've heard complaints through the years. And when we talk about the constant education, not only of our officers, but of the public, that we talk about training. It's a yearly thing that we do here at the Lansing Police Department, culture diversity training. Some of the things that we are talking about expanding is and bringing in implicit bias training, procedural justice, police legitimacy training that we're constantly working with our officers to educate them. It's certainly something that we are working on every single day, every single year, and we want to stay progressive, proactive, and making sure that racial profiling is not an issue here in the city of Lansing. Are there times that people make complaints against our officers? Absolutely. And we have an internal affairs unit that addresses those concerns. We have a police board of commissioners that reviews those. We have a independent commissioner investigator. And we're constantly looking at training to make sure that our officers are, you know, really policing our community that is not biased.
So much to talk about here in a pretty limited amount of time. Our guests are Chief Mike Yankowski, Chief of Police for the City of Lansing, and the Reverend Melvin T. Jones, pastor of Union Missionary Baptist Church. We're talking about community and police relations here in the Lansing area. A town hall forum was held in the city last night to address concerns. Reverend Jones, you advocate that in cases involving deadly force, there should be an independent prosecutor outside that particular jurisdiction who should pursue the case. Why is that so critical in your mind?
Well, I think the relationships that exist between local police departments and the prosecutor to some extent represent a conflict of interest. I've had, experience really testing the system with the Derenisha Clay case in 2011. And I found that in a number of areas that the manner in which it was handled and how the prosecutor really related to the police department raised some very serious questions. And I think that the no indictments that came down in the Ferguson case and also in the Staten Island case, you know, represent part of what my concern is, and that is the question around whether or not the system really can meter out equal justice. The chief spoke of the process of internal investigation. My question is, you know, if I'm investigating myself, I probably won't find myself guilty. I think that system really needs a second look at how it might be adjusted to bring about equal justice. Now, my sense is that an impartial prosecutor that is not related to the system, even if it's at the federal level, stands a chance at bringing the perception of the community back into the system of trust for the institution without any biases or relationships between police and prosecutor that in the minds of some remain suspect.
Is there, I'll ask Chief Yankowski here, Reverend Jones seems to be saying that the relationship between prosecutors and law enforcement is a little bit too intimate, is a little bit too cozy. Correct me if I'm wrong, Reverend Jones, but that seems to be what you're saying. Is that a concern for you?
Well, I'm going to take a little bit different angle in that, you know, when our officers are accused of allegations, whether they're criminal or internal matters, we have been very proactive over the years in saying that we can police our own, and we have proven that we have brought cases to the prosecutor. We have utilized outside third-party police agencies to investigate some of our allegations, whether they're criminal, whether they're internal. So we have actually reached out. We have Michigan State Police conducts a lot of our investigations. We have prosecuted and fired some of our police officers for doing things that they weren't supposed to be doing. When it comes to criminal investigations or a critical incident like an officer-involved shooting, a fatality in a car accident, again, we utilize an outside agency to do that investigation, get sent over to the prosecutor's office. If the prosecutor believes that there's a conflict of interest, the current protocol in place is that they consult with the Attorney General. They make a plea to the Attorney General saying, we believe we might have a conflict of interest here. And the Attorney General will decide whether that county prosecutor handles it or if they ship it over to another prosecutor to review those facts. What we've talked about over the course of the last couple of weeks here is that we're willing to sit down and have open dialogue, but no one understands that as the Chief of Police for the City of Lansing, I can't dictate who reviews or doesn't review a criminal investigation that's out of my hands. But I can assure you that we try and utilize third-party investigators as much as possible, including our internal, where we have civilians on our Police Board of Commissioners and Civilian Commission investigator to handle some of that stuff.
We've got to leave it there. There is so many other issues that we could have talked about, but we are out of time. We want to thank both of our special guests. Mike Yankowski is Chief of Police for the City of Lansing. Also, thank you, Reverend Melvin T. Jones, pastor of Union Missionary Baptist Church in Lansing. We appreciate it a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.